don't understand what spiders do for the world. I feel like they're a pointless animal. No, like bees have a reason.
Pointless animal.
Yeah, like a spider is a pointless animal, and so is a rat. The vermin.
Oh, that made me laugh. Oh.
They're a pointless animal. Anyone that's got a pet spider or a pet rat, they're a pointless animal. I'm sorry.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the No Filter Podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Annie.
I'm Elle, and today we are talking about what is the worst / funniest things you've laughed about or cried about on your period.
You know what? I couldn't actually think what I'd cried about.
I couldn't, and I know that I'm like a proper hormonal cow.
Yeah, I am, though. Not when I'm actually on my period,
it's that build-up, and you know. Every girl, yeah. You just know because you're, like, starving, you're irritable,
yeah,
and you're, like, thinking why, and then when your period comes, you're like, ah. That's why.
Sometimes I'll ring my sister up and I'll be like ranting about something. I'll be on the verge of crying. I'll be so stressed out about something. And she'll just be like, are you doing your period?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah. And then you come on and she rings me again. And I'm like, oh, I'm fine now. And then she's same with me as well. So like,
I don't think men realise how bad periods are. Like, they're just fucking horrific.
Yeah, they are. And then I find it as well when I was on the pill. Even worse, because that also fucks with your, like, hormones, doesn't it? So I feel like when I was on the pill, I was probably more of, like, an emotional wreck general.
It's mad because having a period is similar to being pregnant, hormone level-wise.
Right.
Because when you're pregnant, you cry at anything and everything. You're hormonal. All the symptoms you get on your, like, around your period, you get when you're pregnant.
For the full 9 months.
For the full 9 months.
So you're, like, on PMS for nine months.
But no blood. God. But I've always suffered with bad periods, like irregular, like really heavy, like they're just, I don't understand why we as women have to go, why there's no cure.
Yeah.
Like they put me on different pills to stop them and there's still, nothing's ever stopped mine.
But then when they put you on different pills to help sort out your period,
it also fucks with other stuff, doesn't it?
Because then you had problems with your skin, didn't
you? Yeah, oh God, yeah, when they put me on that new pill, my skin was horrendous.
Yeah, you were like, I'm not doing this.
You get,
I'm
like, weight gain, mood, like, it's mad because your phone must, like, listen to you.
Yeah.
And obviously I was telling you ages ago about, like, oh, my pill, it's not agreeing with me, blah blah blah. And then on my TikTok, on my For You page, it's been like girls saying, do not take the pill, this is the side effects of the pill.
And
I feel like my whole thing has been girls saying how bad the pill is, how bad the periods are.
Yeah.
And then did you see that Vicky Patterson's brought out a thing saying that she's got an actual medical condition where her periods are that bad that she literally can't cope, and it's actually like she's been diagnosed with something.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like it's an actual condition where her periods are that bad. She's basically suicidal, like her hormones are off the scale, like crying, and it's actually like they've diagnosed with a condition.
And you know what? If that's only just becoming like a condition now, imagine how long it's been around and how many people have suffered from that and not even known about it, and it not even being a thing, and just someone struggled with that in general.
I just feel like we as women have to go through so much shit. Then when you think your period has stopped, boom, you get menopause then, and that's even worse.
Yeah, because I always say, I'm like, oh, I can't wait. When I get pregnant, I'll not have to have a period and I'll not be bleeding.
Oh,
and Jay's like, yeah, you'll have a whole other heap of problems.
You'll have so many problems. And then when you've had the baby, when you've had the baby, you bleed for like 6 to 8 weeks solid every day. Because it's like, you just don't stop, and it's bad.
Oh, God. All this we've got to look forward to. So we've got the period, then we've got babies,
and then we've got
all that bleeding, and then back to period again, and then menopause.
Yeah.
So it just never fucking ends, does it?
No, it's shit being a woman.
It actually never ends. But we actually asked you this week what's the funniest thing you've cried about? And some of these are so ridiculous.
That's the thing. That's what you like.
Funny.
It's stupid. Like, you'll be crying and think like, why?
Yeah.
And you can't stop. It's like uncontrollable crying.
I get like that as well. And it can just be the smallest thing that just sets me off, and that's it. And then the next day I think, I wouldn't normally have cried about something like that at all. But I do think some of these were funny. And a lot of them relate to like food.
Yes.
And I can feel that one because even when I'm not on my period and someone ruins your food,
it's bad enough already, my life revolves around food. if I get bad food, it's days over.
Yeah. But first, before we go into doing our answers that we've got for that, We spoke last week on the podcast about, what were we on? We'd gone viral.
Literally, we were just under a million. We were like 9-something.
I think we were 8-something, so I'm sure we said we were just under 900. And then we hit a million, then we passed a million. We're on 1.1 on TikTok now. And then just as it slowed down on TikTok, it started on Insta.
Yeah, and so out came the trolls from under the bridge.
I feel like we've got a million trolls.
We do. The trolls are out in full fucking force.
I know.
Like, honest to God, I've never known any... We get trolled so bad. Like, it's at the point we have to delete and block people because, like, we don't want to argue back with them. Like,
yeah.
And they're just...
But don't
you,
I look at other people's podcasts and I know that they might have like a full management team or a full social media team or something like that. But I look at the girls who do stuff sort of similar subjects to us. So there's like Luana who talks about a lot of the
like
stuff that we
non-PG
do.
Non-PG stuff.
Yeah. There's like Nip Talk.
Mm.
There's the Call Her Daddy one. And none of them seem to get trolled.
I know.
Is it just because they have someone deleting the comments? Or?
Yeah, it's got to be.
Or there's like more filters on or something, because I filter them out already, but they're just insane.
Like, and it's that stupid that we actually got trolled about our accents by someone who literally lives a 10-minute drive from where we are from, so we'll possibly have the same accent as us.
What is that accent? You sound so uneducated.
This annoys me when they say we're uneducated, right? I went to private school, I've got degrees, and I've been to college, and you've been to university, and you've got a degree. So
yeah, I've got 2 degrees.
We're actually not uneducated. I have actually got a lot of qualifications.
I can see it popping up now on my phone. It's coming up.
See, I've like, turned notifications off.
They're all just coming through now still. but he was like, oh, you're so uneducated. And I thought, I'm just going to have a look on this guy's profile. Anyway, I went on to it, and there was his full name on there, but he'd not got anything on his Instagram. It were all private. So I typed it in on Facebook using the same fucking profile picture, like an idiot. Went on
Don't
there.
Give us tricks away, how we find him.
And it says I'm from Halifax.
Yeah.
Halifax. You know how close Halifax is to us?
Like 10 minutes.
10 minutes, if that. And I just typed back to him and just put, well, I'm sure there's worse in Halifax. Because I thought, you know what? You can now worry about how I found out you're from Halifax because you're that stupid that you put your full name on and you've used your same profile pictures.
And, like, I would never, ever comment on anyone's appearance, ever. Like, especially because I've always been bullied about my appearance.
Yeah.
But I'm not being funny. Unless you are an absolute god or goddess, what position are you in? To these people that are trolling us about our appearance, they must have a high thing of themselves because they're so nasty about our appearance. And I feel like if I wanted to be a bitch, believe me, I could go in on your appearance, but I just wouldn't do that.
And we just wouldn't do it. So this morning, there was a guy who were going in on me, or you. I can't even remember what he was saying. The usual lips, eyebrows, accents. There was something else that he said.
We got everything. Wait.
He said, your lips and jawline. My
jawline's natural, by the way.
My eyebrows and nose. I commented back and
it riles me. I've got my own nose and I've got my own jawline. Yes, I get Botox and yes, I get filler in my lips.
I haven't even got, the only thing, I haven't even got Botox. I've got 0.5 mil of lip filler.
Yeah.
Like, you are naturally big lips.
Big lips. I got bullied at school for my lips, saying that they were big.
Yeah. It's actually
These
crazy.
These people need to get the facts right, but I just feel like, comment on what we're talking about. It's a podcast, right? Comment, if you're going to comment, read about what we're speaking about. You're entitled
subject.
To comment what we're speaking about. It's an open discussion.
That's what I said to people.
Our appearance
is
irrelevant.
They said, if you put yourself out there and you put yourself online, then we can comment on anything we want. And I said, well, no, we're talking about a subject. Like, and the amount of people talking about blaming women for that subject.
But that's because men are spite. Honestly, I'm not against men, and I feel like they feel like we're against them, but it's just they've got a bad track record. But the men go in on the comments like, oh, you're a man hater, and da-da-da-da. No, it's actually proven. It's a fact. This girl went on TV, and she had solid proof what had happened to her. So obviously we're going to discuss that. It's an open discussion. We can talk about it.
They were saying we were making it up as well.
Yeah.
Like, you're making up that
like,
story.
Google it.
I'm like, what, we're
on TV. Absolute like, morons. But these men that troll, because it's bad that we get trolled by men, not even girls. Like, I thought it were girls that were bitches, but men are on a whole other level.
Yeah.
And, like, it's insane. Like, we had one guy, I noticed, telling us that he does the pull a pig thing all the time, right? Then clicked on his Instagram profile and there was a picture of him and his missus. So you're saying you pull a pig and you still pull some a pig, but your missus is in your picture. Like, some of them I looked fuck? At,
I clicked on the picture and I thought, pull a pig, the only thing you're pulling is a fucking muscle. Like, you cannot pull anyone. Like,
this is what I mean, but these men are so angry behind the keyboard, but it's because women must have done stuff to them. They're so angry. Yeah. They've got little men syndrome. They've got little dicks. And these little dicked, short men that are just vile are going in on us, like, just fuck off.
And you know what I noticed as well? A lot of them were, like, middle-aged men.
Yeah, like, sad, lonely
There was
fuckers.
A couple of young guys that commented and sort of ganged up with the older men. Mm. But the majority, I'd
they
say...
They are the middle-aged.
...was age 40 to, like, 60.
And they've lost plot. Like, what are you doing? Commenting they're having on a midlife crisis, like, commenting on the appearance of young girls. And do you know what? They're that old that we could actually be their daughters.
Yeah.
Like, or their family member. So would you like
that if it happened to your daughter?
If an old miserable man was commenting on your daughter's appearance, like, fully going in on her for no reason?
Yeah.
They wouldn't.
You know what I think we should do? I know we've done a trolling episode before, but it was right at the beginning when we started.
Yeah, we need to do another.
I think we should do another trolling episode and just talk about this and read the comments out of people, what they've said to us. And
we've deleted half and we need to stop to the left screenshot them before we delete them.
Yeah, and I this morning went on and I got this guy's photo and I was so close to putting it on my profile because when I looked on his Instagram page, it was like him with family and stuff like that. And I thought I could actually take, I went on to his page and I thought there was a picture of him and I thought I'm going to put that on our podcast page, tag him in it and then put all the comments that he said.
Yeah, that he said, I'm going to out the trolls.
Yeah, and just start like calling him out on it. Because I've said nothing bad to people, like in the comments, even when people have come at us, like I've never said anything about their appearance. Like it's easy to go back in and the girls in the comments are like, oh, well, you look like this, you look like shit, you look like this. Like I've never said anything like that.
If I wanted to, there's so much I could comment about them people that are saying bad stuff about
but we
us.
We just don't, do we?
We just don't. Like just comment on what we're speaking about. It's free discussion. Stop commenting on how we look.
Yeah, that's what I said to someone. Because we posted about this subject, obviously people are going to comment about that and that's fine. I said, I'm open to a good discussion. I don't actually mind it when people are putting their point of view across. There's plenty of men that have put their point of view across perfectly fine on them comments and said, well, you know, it's not right that it's happened to this girl in this way. It used to be just for a night. It was back in the 80s. Not that that makes it any better.
Yeah, yeah.
And they've said, I don't condone it, but this is where it started. And, you know, like actually talked about the subject.
Yeah, 100%. Like, I honestly think all the guys that troll us have been bullied themselves, 100%. They've got little angry man syndrome.
Their wives or girlfriends must hate them.
They're not getting sex. I can put money on it. Any guy that has trolled us is not getting sex because your wife will not want to come near you because you are vile and angry.
Is all they need is a good fuck.
But they're not going to get it.
They're not
going to
get it because it's horrible, but it'd probably put them in a better mood. And then they wouldn't troll us. They just need sex.
And can I say, one last thing, because we need to get on to what we're talking about. I have clicked on the profiles of nearly everyone that has trolled us about our appearance, right? You could not pay me to sleep with you with how you look. So don't comment on my appearance unless you are some sort of absolute stud.
Yeah.
Because not one person that's commented on our appearance could even pay me to sleep with them.
I saw some
people. And I'll leave it there.
There were some people putting like, oh, I won't go near these two. Look at state of them.
You couldn't pay us to go near you. Like, fuck.
I don't think you need to worry about that, mate, because we will not be anywhere near you in a million fucking lifetimes.
Like, in happening, pal, you're vile.
You're awful. Oh, right. On to the subject at hand. So the controllers on this one now, because I'm sure they'll have something to say about women having periods.
Need to get a grip. It's a period.
It's a period, yeah. Why are you crying over it? Oh, God. I'm not even going to look at comments for this one. So this, I actually got the idea for this episode from my friend.
Yeah.
And one day she always voice notes mine. It's the one that lives abroad. And she voice noted mine and she sounded really upset. And I thought, what is going on here? And she said, I'm so upset and I've just been crying because I'm due on my period and I've realised that I am never going to see the back of my own neck.
Like, who thinks of that?
And I was like, what? And she went, I'm never going to see the back of my own neck with my own two eyes without looking in a mirror. And then she started crying. And I was just like, I don't know what to say to this situation. And when it's something that extreme, like, I had to laugh.
She were having a bad hormone.
But I had to laugh because I didn't know what else to do. I was just like, oh, I'm sorry that you're, like, going through this, but the back of your own neck, like,
yeah,
really? So that's what got me started on this episode. And then I thought, what have I actually cried about when I'm during my period? And there was actually one that stands out to me that I can remember. And I was in uni and I wanted these shoes and I'd saved up for a while for them because obviously I was a skint student. And I went into Meadow Hall and I was adamant this is when I was getting these shoes.
Today's new shoe
Today's the day. I've saved up for them. I've got all the money. Like, it's took me ages to save up for them. And I went in and I can't remember what shop it is upstairs in Meadow Hall. I think it might be Shoe or something like that. And I said to the lady, I went and got them. Right, these are the shoes that I want. She says, yeah, I'll just go and get them for you. And she came back and she went and got them in your size. And I stood in that shoe shop.
Like a kid.
In floods of tears.
Yeah.
And she just stood there going, I can get you a size 4 if you want to try a size 4. And I was like, no, it's fine. And I just could not stop crying. And she stood there with the shoes like, are you okay? And I just said, it's fine. It's fine.
Excuse me.
I'm chewing my period. If I sort myself out, walk out of the shop embarrassed.
If I cry over something stupid, I feel like a kid because kids cry over, like kids cry over you giving them the wrong colour cup. Like, I remember Roman went through a phase of wanting these yogurts. So obviously I bought him like a multi-pack of them because he liked them so much. And then he cried because they were in the fridge and he didn't want them. But the week before, I'd ate one every single day of the week.
Right.
Like, and I feel like that's what you get like when you're on your period. You can just cry. Like, I've cried before where if I've bought something and the kids have eaten it, like, and I've done that, I've hysterically cried.
Yeah, it's not there.
Because you do one and it's not there. And I'm thinking, why am I crying? Just go buy another. But it's not the point. You need it there and then.
That's just gave me an idea about an episode that we could do. What is the funniest thing that your kids cried about?
Oh, God,
so I saw
so
a thread
many.
On this on Instagram, and obviously I ain't got kids, but it said something like, my daughter cried because I wouldn't let her eat the dog food.
Oh, they do. Honestly, it's insane why they cry.
So I think that would be a funny one. And I think quite a lot of our listeners have got kids.
Yeah.
So they probably could relate to it. So that might be a good one to do.
Yeah, we'll have to do that.
Yeah, to do next week.
Let me get mine up. God, I've had a load of notifications through. Mad Kaz has sent me some.
I saw your phone on there, like just flashing up all the time.
My husband didn't butter my crumpet to the edges.
Yes.
See, I can get mad about stuff like that if it's like too much butter on it or not enough butter. I feel like that is a given reason to cry if your food's not right, 100%.
Yeah, and then buttering it right to the edge as well with a crumpet. You need
dry
it right
edges.
On the edge.
You can't have the dry, crusty edges.
You need it right on the edge. Oh, you do another one. I've done two of mine.
I cried my eyes out because my dog ate a spider. See, I'd be feeding the spider to the dogs. I'd be like, go, I hoover them up. I see a spider, I've straight got hoover ready to kill it.
I hoover it up, but my sister's dog, when the one that she had, we had it put down not long ago, and she trained it, or I don't know if she trained it to do this, so it just did this. And no, she used to say, spider, and it put its paw on it and kill it.
No way.
Yeah, it'd just squash it.
I hold my hands pie, I'm a spider killer. I really am.
Yeah, I am. I hate them. Absolutely hate them.
I don't understand what spiders do for the world. I feel like they're a pointless animal. You know, like bees have a reason.
Pointless animal.
Yeah, like a spider is a pointless animal and so is a rat. Because they're vermin.
Oh, that made me laugh. Oh.
They're a pointless animal. Anyone that's got a pet spider or a pet rat, they're a pointless animal. I'm sorry.
Pointless.
They are. What do you do with a spider?
They
what
eat
do you
flies.
Do? Yeah, but just put some up that kills flies. Like, you don't
like
need
one
to
of them
spider.
Plastic things that you just fly into.
A zapper.
Yeah. But I can't imagine my dogs ever eating a spider. I think they would just bark at it.
Yeah, mine would.
Just stupid. I'm like, come on,
they'd
do
all
something
chase
about
round
it.
After it. And yeah, play with it.
And my cats. I've even got cats and they just sit there. They just look at everything that's going on. They're like, yeah, I'm not moving for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely not. But touch wood, I've not actually seen a spider in our house for a while.
Really?
Yeah, and I used to see them all the time. They used to come up the plug things.
Yes.
And I got this spray from, I don't know, probably like from B&M or something.
Probably TikTok knowing you. You buy everything on TikTok.
Yeah, I don't think this one were TikTok. And it's an insect spray and it's for spiders and you spray it across your front door and they don't get under the door because it's something in it that repels. Must be something that smells.
See, I get spiders. I keep seeing them in my bedroom.
Oh, running across under your bed.
Like, the, or they'll be above the bed on the ceiling in the corner. I spotted one the other day. I got over straight out and sucked it up. Yeah.
Yeah, because when it gets to winter, I find them really big ones come out. And at Mum and Dad's house, because they live in front of the woods, the spiders are like that.
Yeah.
It is horrible.
Awful.
I'm forever screaming for my dad to come remove the spiders because they're that disgusting. They wouldn't even go up a Hoover,
I don't think. Get them in the bath. I wash them out the bath every time. Shower straight on, rinse them out.
Yeah, but then if you rinse them and they go down the plug hole, won't they come back up again?
Yeah, but they're dead. They've been drowned.
Do they drown?
Yeah. I think mine do. Unless that's where they're all coming.
They're all coming back.
They're coming back. And they're crawling back out of Hoover when I've vacked them up.
They're coming back as
we're
going
to have animal people onto us, aren't we? Saying animal rights, that we're spider killers.
Pest control.
All them people that are pro-animals saying that we're spider killers.
I don't think a spider.
You can get done for killing bees though, can't you?
Yeah, you can as bees, yeah. But bees are like, obviously, more important, aren't they? They're more useful.
Yeah.
I always rescue bees as well. If I see them outside, I always put sugar on a spoon and take it to them. And then they, if they're like half dead, and then they like drink a bit of it or whatever they do.
Bring it back
and,
to life.
Yeah, they fly off. Gives them the energy. Yeah. I'm the bee saver, the bee queen. So this other one as well, this one made me laugh. I saw an old man in the supermarket and I made up a whole story about him in my head that his wife had died and he was going home to a cold, empty house to eat on his own, and I started crying.
See, I could easily, even when I'm not due on, I could easily cry over old people. I feel like there's two types of old people in the world. There's the lovely ones and there's the fucking miserable ones. Like, there's no in between. They're either lovely and you feel sorry for them, or they're awful.
Yeah, they're just not nice.
They're not nice.
Yeah, this one though, like this old man was probably actually going home to like his wife, eating his food by a nice log fire.
Yeah.
You just make stuff up about people.
I do feel sorry for old people though. It keeps coming up on my TikTok actually. This girl, I can't think what she's called. She's got so many views. And it's basically her and her grandma, and she videos her and her grandma. And her grandma is the cutest little woman in the world.
Aww.
And a video actually came up last night, and the grandma, and it made me cry. I actually cried. I really cried watching it.
Aww.
And the girl was going on holiday for a week, and she didn't want to leave her grandma. I made her cry. Honestly, you need to watch it. It's proper sad.
Did she take her with her though?
No, she didn't want to leave her grandma.
Why did she book an holiday with her grandma?
Because she'll go with her boyfriend, and grandma's going, it's important you spend some time with him. And girl's like, but I don't want to leave your grandma. Honestly, proper got to make this video about this grandma, because I thought, do you know what, like, these old people.
Yeah.
Obviously, the grandma's not got her husband anymore. And when the granddaughter don't visit her, she's on her own and she's got no one. And I just thought, that is potentially going to be me one day. Like, I'm going to have gone from having all my friends and everyone and my kids that drew me head in every morning to I'm going to wake up one morning and I'm just going to be sat in my armchair pissing myself and literally pissing myself and having no one to talk to and just cherishing that moment where someone comes in and has a chat with me.
Yeah, I know.
It's sad.
Guys, if you're watching the YouTube video, Elle's actually crying here.
Honestly, I'm going to have to find it for you. I can't think what she's called.
Oh, don't, because I don't want to start crying today.
She does these videos with her grandma, and her grandma is literally the cutest woman. Aww. And people were commenting on the video saying, I'll stay with your grandma while you're away. And
That is very cute.
So yeah, I could easily cry over stuff like that.
But just think, when you're old, like, your kids are still going to visit you. You've got two kids, so they're going to come and visit you. Like, they'll probably have grandkids that will then come and visit you as well.
Yeah.
So it's not like you're like me. Who's going to visit me? I ain't got anyone younger than me.
Like, I say to my mum, if you carry on pissing me off, I will put you in an old people's home and I will not visit you.
But I think
I threaten my cats with that.
Bless her. But going in an old people's home, like, surely is not that bad. I mean, I know old people like their own space and their own house.
This old grandma that's on TikTok, it's in her own house. She lives on her own. She's not in an old people's home.
But I think an old people's home would be quite fun. Imagine just coming out and old people just say what they want anyway.
Yeah, just chilling with your mates, Karen, every day. Yeah, you want.
Yeah. Just shut up. Like, you just be causing
drama in
old
people's home, wheeling my wheelchair around, like, fuck off.
Yeah. And then we had that one before, when we did the confessions episode, where the guy was sending a guy to go and see his dad. His dad every week.
Yes.
And they were having
and
sex.
He
said it was his stepson. Yeah. So, I mean, it all goes off in these old people's homes.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. So So we've already had a cry at the old people today.
I can't get my notification because someone's ringing me. Oh, it's gone off now. Were it my turn?
Yeah, yours. Yeah.
I once felt terribly sad when an ambulance whizzed past my car. I had to stop myself from driving and cry.
Oh,
see, do you ever get that? Like, if a fire engine, or do you have that sudden thought in your head, like, oh, I wonder where that's going, like, who they're going to save?
Yeah, I do. And you think, like, what really pissed me off was, do you know when there were the oil protesters and they were gluing themselves to the road?
And people couldn't get past emergency services.
Yeah, and people couldn't get past. And they said, oh, yeah, we'll let emergency services pass. I think they said that at first. But if you glued yourself to the road, yeah, how can you? So I did think,
like, I would have literally run them over.
I did think, like, how are they going to get past and how many people are going to die because they're obviously in the middle of the road, and what if there's an emergency, or what if someone's having a baby and they have to give birth in the road,
or
something?
They're going to save a life. Like, these people think they're doing good protesting, but they don't realise the damaging effect it's having on, like, other people around them.
Yeah, it's like you're in a catch-22, aren't you? Because obviously they're doing it to try and save the planet and obviously then save people, but then in process, the people are getting killed as well. Because my mum's water's broke in our kitchen with Holly.
Oh, my God.
And she carried on cooking the Sunday dinner. And then she was like, oh, shit, I better go. But she were in labour with me for, like, days.
Yeah.
So it was a really bad birth.
See, I've never had that thing of my water's breaking on me, going into labour at home and panicking, thinking, shit, I need to get to hospital. I got induced both times, so I was already in
hospital. You're already there, you're already
ready, yeah. I wasn't allowed to leave. I know I'm safe.
And then my grandma, my gran had to drive my mum to hospital in my granddad's Jag.
Aww.
And it was my granddad's favourite car. And I bet
it?
He was thinking, like, oh, my God.
She's going to have a baby birth in the car.
Is she going to give birth in the back? And apparently, like, they got her out. She got into the hospital and within, like, 20 minutes, Holly was here.
Oh, my God.
And then you know what I did? I ran round all the neighbours saying, I've got a baby sister and she was born with her clothes on. I went to tell everyone. And you know, when Holly was born, she had, like, thick black hair.
Sure. Most babies, I were born with dark hair and then I turned blonde.
I was born with, like, no hair. On all my pictures, I'm, like, fully, like,
you know,
shiny hair.
Girls are normally born with hardly any hair. It's weird. Yeah. And boys always seem to have hair.
Yeah, Holly had loads of... I remember coming home and I was like, oh, my gosh, she's got so much hair. Yeah, she had, like, black hair. And she had this little cute pink dress on, and I just kept telling everyone, well, she were born with no clothes on. And everyone was like, oh, really? Like, yeah, no shit. I dropped a plate of mashed potato on the carpet. I started crying and my boyfriend offered to help me clean it up. Then I started sobbing hysterically while blubbering, I can't do it on my own, but I don't need your help, as I scooped mashed potato up with my hands. 5 minutes later, I was fine.
Yeah, I think I've spilt milk. I've literally cried over spilt milk.
Yeah.
Like, the overwhelming thing of just, oh, God, why is it? I ain't got time to deal with this today.
Yeah, and it's always when you're either, like, in a rush or there's something that's already going wrong.
And that's why stuff happens, because you're in a rush.
Yeah. I've got another food one that I'll do while you're getting yours. My friend, I've wrote this down, but this is actually my friend that told me about this. And she came home from work and ordered fish and chips with a boyfriend. And she ordered sausage and chips. And then when she came, put it on the side, she opened it and the sausage rolled down in between the cooker and the cupboard. So it was stuck down the side and she couldn't get it
out.
Couldn't eat it. She started crying
I'm sorry, but I think that's wrong. Who gets a sausage from fish and chips? It's fish and chips, not sausage and chips.
So I have fish and chips, but I get a sausage for dogs to share.
Do you?
So I have a bit of the sausage as well. a battered sausage. I hate battered sausage.
Got to get fish and chips.
I do get fish and chips, but I'm even more weird because I don't like the batter.
See, I love the batter.
So I take the batter off and then eat the fish and chips. And you know what I did with the pizza the other day?
What?
I bought a pizza that I was trying to, like, get back into my diet in, and it was... It was called a meatza.
Meat pizza.
It was called a meatza. And it didn't have bread.
What?
It had, like bolognese.
Oh, okay.
You know, like mince on the bottom, and then it got the cheese stuff on it. And not got the bread. So it was less calories. And I sat down to eat it and I thought, oh, I'm not sure on this. Anyway, I always eat pizza, but I don't eat the crust because I don't like the bread bit. I'm like a child.
Yeah, you are.
And then I thought, oh, I want something else with this pizza. So I got up and I made some bread.
So you could have just had a pizza.
And I sat down to eat it, and Jay just looked at me and he was like, are you for real? I went, yeah, why? He's like, you've bought intentionally bought a pizza, without a base because you didn't want the bread, but then you've gone bread. And eaten bread yeah. with it, yeah.
Certain meals just after VL's there. Oh, I'm back eating meat.
Are you really?
Yeah, pescatarian stopped now. My pescatarian phase is over.
What made you...
But I don't eat pork.
Right.
Pork makes me feel sick.
So what made you... What were the turning point where you thought, right, I want to eat this
I went for a Sunday dinner one day and I was craving chicken on my dinner. I wanted a chicken dinner. Winner, chicken dinner.
Yeah, and you just did
it. I had the chicken dinner.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Like, it's better than fish on a Sunday dinner. And I just could not...
Don't knock it. Do not knock the fish and gravy on a dinner until you've tried it.
I just could not wrap my head around the fish on a Sunday dinner. And I can't remember. I put it on... I think it was on the Instagram. So many people messaged me going, I do that as well.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Even people. And I said, oh my God, I didn't know you were like pescatarian. They were like, yeah, well, I do that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice.
I was just like, that is weird. Fish. See, like you've just said, it's not sausage and chips.
Yeah.
It's not
yeah,
fish, and
done, yeah,
fish and Sunday
it's
dinner.
It's fish
and
yeah.
chips. Yeah. Like, you can't eat the fish without the chips. Yeah. Like fish and mash is weird.
Oh, see, I like fish and mash. I'll have like fish, sweet potato mash and veg.
Yeah, but not like Sunday dinner mash, like a normal Same. Mash with carrots and Same. I don't know, because I'd have maybe salmon with mash, maybe.
Yeah, and you'd have salmon with potatoes. Yeah. Like could have it with roast potatoes. It's honestly yeah. all the difference is Yorkshire pudding and gravy.
Yeah, we need to do a carvery. I'm craving a carvery.
Yeah.
I really need one.
I've still not found anywhere amazing for a Sunday dinner. I find places that are okay, and the problem I find is I'll go somewhere, think it's nice, go again next week and then it's shit. They're not consistent.
Oh, there was somewhere that I saw on Instagram, and I think I screenshotted it, or I might have tagged you in it because it
I
were
think
a place
you have
to go.
Tagged me in something,
was
yeah.
it Vault?
Don't know.
At Penistone. I feel like Vault at Penistone, they did something that was, it might have been like a brunch or something. So you get the Sunday dinner as like a bottomless brunch.
Yeah.
I thought, oh, that's quite
That'd
good,
be
isn't
good
it?
For me.
And then Penistone's not that far away, and we've got a nice like brunch as well. I don't know how you get home from Penistone because it's like middle of nowhere, but. It's not too far away.
You'd be sat nav for me. I saw two dogs that were the same breed. They were being walked on separate sides of the road, and I thought that they might never meet. I was hysterically crying. Like, imagine
one.
If they'd been like related.
Yeah.
And that's their brother and their sister, and they don't know because they got took away at birth.
Oh, but then it's like Chica and my two.
Yeah.
Like, what if they'd never met?
Yeah. Like, I feel sorry if dogs don't have friends. Because I felt like that, like, until I got my other dogs, Chica were on her own, and only time she socialised with dogs was when she met yours.
Yeah.
And I thought, like, that's a sad life. She's got no friends.
Yeah,
I
but then
have easily cried over that. Probably have.
When she came to ours, though, she always used to just, like, because mine are not very clingy because they've always had each other.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas
see, Chica,
were like,
she loves a cuddle.
She was like, oh, now I'm going to get all this attention.
Yeah.
And I'd just be laid on the sofa, I'd fall asleep watching a film and wake up and my two would be like on the basket away
yeah.
somewhere else. And Chica would like be here on
yeah,
top of
she
me.
Just loves
I wake
a cuddle.
Up like, Chica, I can't breathe.
Yeah, she loves a cuddle. Whereas like Luna, my middle dog, she's got middle child syndrome. She is loopy Luna. She's not wired up right at all.
It must be a thing with Luna because I call my
yeah.
Luna lunatic.
Oh, she's nuts.
She's a bit
even
crazy as well.
Even my mum says, like, that dog's nuts.
That dog's not wired up right.
No, she's loving. She's a yeah. lovely dog, but, oh, she's not wired up right
How's
all.
The little one doing?
Amazing. Aww. Peaches.
Yeah, Piglet. She's well behaved, didn't she?
She's a piglet, yeah. She's so greedy.
I've still not seen her either.
Oh, haven't you?
No.
I keep forgetting.
No.
She's so greedy. Oh, my God. She's a proper fat little piglet. She's such a fat, greedy dog.
Yeah, because you've been, like, you were ill. For a week, kids
yeah.
were ill for a week, and I thought, oh, I'm not coming up in case I catch something.
Yeah, we've all been ill. Yeah. Now Lover Boy's ill. It's, yeah. it's doing the rounds, this sickness bug.
Yeah, I've pretty much managed to keep away from it, other than that when I had the sore throat and
yeah,
everything. I
yeah.
think that were different to what you had, weren't it? Another dog one here. My dog wagged her tail happily when she saw me enter the room, and that made me cry. I do that sometimes, though, not cry over it, but you know... Like, sometimes I get mad with Luna and I'm like, for God's sake, you're driving me around
yeah.
the absolute bend today. But then every time I come in and she's just like, hi.
They're so happy to see
like,
you out there.
Yeah, and then I think, oh my God, have I been nasty to her? Have I said something horrible? Like,
yeah,
and I have to go
understand.
And give her a cuddle and I'm just like, oh, she just looks so cute, but she's just so naughty.
Yeah.
And I just think, you do test my patience, but you look like an absolute little angel.
I'm trying to think of stuff I've randomly cried at. I've cried before when I've dropped the kids off. And I've seen them going into the classroom when I've dropped them off and it's made me cry. Because I just think, like, oh, they're, like, That's my baby, and they're like independent now, and they just go off that day without me.
Is that like on a first day of school, or is that just in general?
No, like just in general. And I just feel like you definitely do it on the first day. Yeah. Every mum does it on the first day, but like I just think, oh, like there's the thing that I find sad. I could cry about it now. They're waiting for me to pick them up at end of that day, right? And I feel like, what, like them poor kids who have that, where someone don't pick them up or something, and oh god, like I could cry out me. I feel like I'm that kind of
person. Yeah, because you just imagine the kids stood outside school and no one came in to fetch them, and they stood there with the little bag.
And
like,
then
waiting.
Roman did actually get me upset last night. He's random. I don't know if they're learning about it at school or something. He's randomly started talking about death, and he said last night, and he's four. He went, "Mummy, are you going to die soon?" Oh, well, that was it. I was trying to hold my tears back because I thought, oh, a four-year-old is panicking that his mum's going to die. Like, where's he got that from?
Do you think it's something like, do they do history at that?
I don't
level,
know.
Or do they start telling him about, because, or maybe someone
unless someone
said,
else has died, someone's died, like a family member's died and kid's gone and say my grandma's died or something.
That's what I was going to say. Say like the grandma's died and then the teacher, when they're that young, would probably come in and say, right, we all need to be nice to such
and such
because
maybe
the grandma's died.
But then he made me laugh last night because he went in bed and he went, just randomly went, "Mum, guess what? I am going to be the donkey at school and you get to watch me be the donkey."
What, in the play?
And he's right, bro, he's the fucking donkey.
That is cute.
And then this morning he was walking to school and he went, "My friend such and such is going to be the cow." And they're all right proud. And I will cry watching the school nativity. That's another thing you cry at.
He's going to have a little donkey mask on.
I know.
That's going to be so cute.
He probably won't have to say out because the donkey's say out in plays. No.
Yeah. What's going on with your microphone?
Mike's like a wrecked dick.
That just went down, didn't it? That just lost it.
It probably hadn't been speaking to me. This is like, it's like a limp dick, like them trolls.
It just goes up.
My mic is a mind of its own.
Oh, you know what? Talking about the nativity, my sister, the funniest thing that I couldn't stop laughing at, what was it that she played now? She played either a bauble or a light on the Christmas
tree. Oh my God,
it's
like they have to give the kids like some shitty role, don't they? Like, I wanted my kids to be Jesus. And they're given the fucking cow. And I think Reuben were, he had to have a tea towel on his head for one that he did.
Yeah, that he'll be the shepherd.
Yeah.
Yeah, we used to have the shepherds and they put the tea towel on and the thing round.
But yeah, whose kids are fucking bauble?
Yeah, it was either a bauble or a light on the Christmas tree. And she had to go in that day wearing a really bright colour. Like a decorative, all one colour. I'm like, what do you do? Just like go up in a little ball?
Yeah, like wrap a little thing on top, put her hair in a hoop.
Yeah. So I were actually, I can't remember what I played in like the nativities or anything, but we did a play in year six. And everyone came to watch that and we did Robin Hood. And I actually played Maid Marian.
Did you? In
that. And the guy that was like my little boyfriend at school, played Robin Hood. And then we broke up because he kissed my friend.
Aww.
And we had to like hold hands in it.
And pretend to like each other on the plate.
Yeah, and I remember he put his hand out like that and I went to put my hand on top. And I was that petty. I didn't touch him. I went like that. And left like a big gap in the middle. I was like, I am not touching you after you've just kissed my friend. And did that. And I had to sing.
Oh my God.
I actually had to sing on my own on stage and then like run off the stage and pretend I were like crying in the scene. My granddad, well, my gran and my granddad used to video everything.
Yeah,
they were like
it.
The
Mean Girls mum.
Yeah, the Mean Girls mum with the camera.
Kris Jenner.
Kris Jenner, yeah. And we've got them all, but they're all on little
videos.
Tapes, yeah. So we need to transfer them over to DVDs, but none of us know how to do it, so that we can see
There'll be some shop somewhere that does that for people.
Every holiday that we've been on, my granddad used to be there with like a handheld camera. Every play that I've been in, I went to dance school and my mom and dad recorded, got everything fully recorded. So there's videos of me doing a little tap dance or a ballet dance on stage when I was little. It is actually really cute. You know, to watch back, I'm like, oh my God, like such good memories.
Yeah.
And I think now I'm definitely want to do that with my kids, but I also like looking through photo albums.
Yeah.
So I want to make sure that when I take pictures, I like print them out.
Yeah, that's what
album.
I do. I need to print them out. I've got so many photos on my phone. I need to print them.
How nice it now looking back and being like, oh my God, look at your mum, look at your dad, look at your grandma. Like, it's really cute, isn't it? We've diverted again. Is it my turn or yours?
I think so.
I dropped a small bottle of my favourite perfume and it shattered. Of course, I took it terribly and started slamming cupboard doors and stomping around and muttering to myself. My husband then asked me what was wrong. And when I explained, he answered with, "Oh, that's a bummer." Then I burst into tears and screamed, "No one cares if I smell good or not."
I feel like men make everything worse. I've definitely cried over smashed makeup before, 100%, when you smash your bronzer or something.
Yeah, I don't think I have because I've only had like a couple of palettes. I use like all cream stuff normally.
See, I've 100% out of just pure frustration, thinking, fuck's sake, like,
yeah,
I need that now and I ain't got it.
And it's usually the expensive one as well.
Always. I did it the other day. I had a massive Charlotte Tilbury bronzer, smashed it.
No, that'd actually piss me off.
To be fair, I need to go shopping and my makeup's like, you know, it's running out so low and I can't, you know, you just can't be arsed going.
Why don't you wait
it
for Black Friday though? Because the Black Friday sales start on Monday.
Yeah, true.
So make sure you do that because you're going to get, obviously, a better discount. Everywhere will just put everything to sale, won't they? This one's a funny one. A dog died in a book I was reading and I proceeded to stand at my window crying and looking dramatically out into the rain for a good hour or two.
Oh,
you know, like when you're in a film?
Yeah.
When they're in a film and they always stand in the window, like, glaring out into the rain.
I've cried before. I'm remembering stuff now. It's like when you say something, you remember, on my period, like, during my period, if I've gone to the cinema with kids, I've cried at kids' films. Yeah. Oh, my God, them kids' films, they make you so sad, but kids don't find it sad.
No, they don't, do they? And you think maybe it's because they don't register what it actually is. Because there's loads of films that I watched when I was young, and then I watch them back now and think, oh, my God, I know what happened. Bambi.
Yeah. Honestly, we watched Clifford the Big Red Dog a few months ago. I was crying in that cinema, like crying.
Aww.
Honestly, there's been so many kids' films that I have cried at.
Oh, no, Disney films do get me. And one of my worst Disney films that I cry at, and I would cry if I watched it now, is Fox and the Hound.
I don't think I've watched that.
Don't watch it.
Is it bad?
Yeah. So it's about this little fox who this woman takes in because it's an abandoned fox or orphaned fox or whatever. And next door, there's a man who does like hunting and he's got the hound.
Oh, does it kill and the fox?
They grow up and they be friends because they like each other because they're little. But then when they get bigger, the fox gets released to the wild and the hound has to hunt the fox.
Oh, no.
And at the end, it comes to
would
it.
Cry.
Yeah, and the fox is there and it's cowered into a corner and the dog's there, like, barking over it. And then the man comes in and he puts the gun up. And he thinks, but the dog stands in front of the fox and protects it and lets it run off. Like, it is actually
sad.
Like, I cry at that every single time.
I'd cry at that. Yeah. I can't watch, like, Free Willy makes me cry.
I can't remember watching Free Willy. Like,
It's because it's like cruelty to animal kind of thing. That's why I cry. And then Black Beauty. Oh, my God, I haven't watched that since I was a kid.
Yeah.
I can't watch it. It's that
Black
sad.
Beauty, yeah. I can't even remember the story
to
Black Beauty,
sad kid films.
I remember
the horse
sad.
Gets abused, basically, honestly, it's just, it's horrendous.
A lot of Disney films do have, like, really dark meanings,
they do,
you know?
Yeah,
like,
but they say Illuminati is linked to Disney.
Yeah, it's when you look into it, it's like, fucking hell, Disney, that's a bit dark.
Yeah, it is.
Is it your go?
This is something I would actually come up with as well. I cried because I dropped an egg and thought about the mother chicken.
The mother chicken.
Oh,
no, when
do you know what I find mad, right? And I still cannot. This will be when trolls say I'm uneducated. I can't get my head around how an egg can be an egg or it can be a chicken in that egg. Like, how do you know if it's going to be a fried egg or a boiled egg, scrambled egg, or if it's going to be a chicken? How do you know? When the mummy chicken fires them eggs out. Obviously, some will be a baby chick and some won't be. How do they know?
Because some get fertilised and then that makes them a chicken. But the ones that don't get fertilised will be for
just
like...
Just purely.
Us. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then obviously whether it comes out as a boiled or scrambled depends on what you do with it.
Do you know what I mean, though?
Yeah. I've never really thought about these things. Sometimes when I talk to you and you bring it up, I'm like, I've never thought about this. Like,
yeah, I think of all sorts of random shite. Like, my car's a 3 litre, so why when I fill the fucker up, is it like 150 quid to fill it? Why don't I just put 3 litres of diesel in it? Because it's 3 litre. I never get my head around stuff like that.
That actually sounds really funny now you're saying it.
It makes sense.
I mean, I'm not a mechanic, so I ain't got the answer to that.
My dad has actually explained it to me before, and I still don't get it.
Like, in the 3 litres, something to do with the engine?
Yeah.
Like, rather than the amount of petrol that you put in it. That'd be so good if you could just put 3 litres in. Because in petrol, like, £1 something a litre.
See, I don't know. I just go wherever and I just fill it. I drive my car around until it's about to be empty and then I just go and I keep filling it till it clicks off.
Right. So when I got my first ever car, I remember I used to fill it up and it were like 25 quid.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
I could put a fiver in my car. It'd last me forever.
Petrol used to be... I'm sure it was like...
But I think it's now because I've got a big car. I, at one point, had a 1 litre car. I had a 1 litre Volkswagen up. It was like a little go.
Is that what you had for your first car?
No, I had... My first car were a Fiat Punto, and I wrote it off because I wrote a police car off at the same time. So the Punto went. Then I got a Ford KA, Ford car, whatever you call it. Then what did I have? I've had all sorts. I had an Astra. I got that Astra stuck on the concrete pillar in Trinity Car Park, and the Astra were black and it turned purple because I literally got it stuck on the concrete pillar in the multi-story car park at Trinity, and I had to get a guy to come move it for me.
What do you mean on the concrete pillar? Like, so you know the concrete pillar
when you're trying to park?
Yeah.
I drove into the concrete pillar and got the car stuck on it, and every time I went forward and back, it was sticking more into the concrete pillar. My car were bent like that where it had been stuck in pillar. The noise
you know
it made
what,
was
though?
Horrific.
That car park is like notoriously bad.
I don't even go in. I hate that Trinity car park. It's the worst car park.
I used to get my Defender in that, even when I got the big Defender in there. But I used to, it was like a proper struggle. Yeah. And my car has actually been hit in there before.
Oh, you had your BMW hit as well somewhere, didn't you?
Yeah, in that car park.
Yeah,
it got hit because I parked like where you come up the ramp to go up to the next floor.
Yeah.
And I would park like there in front.
I went through quite a lot of cars, and then obviously then I eventually started getting nice cars. But I went from a 1 litre Volkswagen up to an Audi SQ7.
Oh my God.
So I literally went from a 1 litre car that were a 3-door car to a 7-seater that were massive, and it was like, it got a big engine.
Did you crash
an SQ7? No.
I used to have, when you said you had the VW up, I used to have the VW Lupo.
Did you?
Yeah. And it was in lime green, and I used to have a pink fluffy steering wheel inside it. I was such a chav. It was horrible. And dice.
Once it got going, it was quite fast, but trying to get it going, oh no. Like, I remember I once tried overtaking someone, and it just wasn't happening.
Yeah, they're just like under a 1 litre then.
Yeah.
I'll read a couple of mine out because these are short. My husband was pretending to eat my Subway sandwich that I had bought for lunch the next day.
See, I'd cry about that. I'd be angry about that.
Yeah, so if they're like, oh, I've already ate it, I would be absolutely fuming. Even if they were joking, I'm like, you know better than to joke about something like that.
Yeah, don't wind me up about food.
A bird hit our window and I cried. The bird was absolutely fine. Yeah. So it flew into the window.
See, if I were ever like that happened to me, I think I'd literally panic, as in, like, it'd scare me.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's the shock.
When I used to work at one of Carflaces, James, who I worked with, he's possibly one of the funniest people I've ever met. And he was telling me, and I never forget it, he was telling me a story about when a pheasant had like hit his car, but he does the impression of the pheasant. It's so funny.
Pheasants
and he's
are
like,
big as well.
He'll do a thing like a pheasant, and then he does the impression when it gets hit, and then it's so funny. So whenever I think, when someone says about a bird in a car, I think of him. It was so funny. You just meet them people that are like hilarious.
They just tell people funny
He's
stories.
He's that person.
Yeah.
He was just so funny. He made every day go so fast.
This is totally off subject, but it's just reminded me. My sister were on her way to work once, and she hit something. So she got out to have a look at what it was, and it was, I think it was an owl that she hit.
Oh my God.
So she got a blanket in the back of the car.
See, I'm terrified of birds. I couldn't touch it. I'm sorry, I couldn't.
So she thought, oh, I'm going to go and put it in the blanket and take it to the vets. And she wrapped it in the blanket.
Were it a
picked
fake
it up.
One?
No, it weren't fake. Something swooped down and took its head.
Stop it. I'd have a vision if I ever did all like that, and I'd get there and it'd be a fake animal, like a stuffed animal or something, and I'd be running into the vet saying, save this cat, and it's stuffed. I can't touch dead animals, and birds. I have a massive phobia of any kind of bird, chicken, but like terrified.
Yeah, she came into work crying her eyes out. Something just swooped in. And like, it sounds horrible, but it must have been so funny, and I just wish I would have seen it.
Like, dead animals freak me out. My poor neighbour, the cat died, and lover boy were outside, and he come in house, and he went, there's a dead cat outside your house. Like, is it your neighbours? And I was like, yeah, I think it's them on end. I've not
what,
lived
on the
here
road?
Long.
Did it
yeah,
in October?
Like, right outside my house, though. And I went, you're going to have to go tell them. I couldn't step outside the house. I couldn't step over the threshold of my door, and there was like the path, the railing, everything to where and I was terrified of the dead cat. I was terrified. I couldn't go near it. I had to go get him to knock on the door.
Why, what do you think he's
going to
do?
I just can't. I couldn't go near it. Then they come out and they picked up with a blanket, and I said to him, oh God, if that had been one of ours, you'd have had to do it. I can't. I just cannot do.
See, I'm not bad, but I think because I'm used to seeing dead people.
Yeah, oh God, no. Absolutely terrifies. Stuff terrifies me. I remember when we had the horses, and I went in my feed bin, and I don't know how it had got in, because my feed bins had lids on, and I got the scoop to scoop the feed out, and as I scooped it up, a fucking mouse flew out. I tell you, I'm not lying. Ask my mum, I didn't go in that feed room for about 3 weeks. I refused to feed the horses, because I was terrified of mice, and I had to go down with dog every time, and I'd met the dog go in the feed room before I went in, and I would not go in them bins. I was terrified of this mouse.
I can imagine you were screaming, like, and
my
the mouse
toes curled
up.
I was screaming, I was nearly sick, I was having a panic attack over this little mouse that jumped out of the feed bin.
You know what, when we had a cat, it used to bring mice in the house, and have you seen my TikTok videos?
I'd have been dead. I can't even watch mice. I can't, if they come on TV, Matt's all right. Matt's rats or mice, I can't look. I have to look away.
Yeah, I got this little mouse that had been brought in the house. It was literally running around.
No.
It was only a little one, a little baby. No. And it was so scared in the corner after it had finished running around. So I just picked it up like this.
Oh, no.
Put it in my hand.
I remember I once come home and there were a bird in my house. I don't know how it got in. I have no idea
you must have left
how it
the window
got in.
Open. It's like
I was screaming uncontrollably, locked myself in car. I wouldn't even go in the house. I was that terrified of this bird. I couldn't open the door to try and let it fly out because I was that scared. And my cousin's boyfriend had to come and get bird out of the house for me because I was terrified. I was scared of going in my own house. I would have stayed in an hotel that night until I could get someone to get that bird out of my house.
I went up to Jay with a mouse. I was like, look what I've got.
That's weird. That's,
and I kept,
like,
it in the house.
Freaky.
I put it in an empty fish tank.
No.
And I made it like a little house, and then I fed it until it was big enough and all right to be released.
What if it had rabies?
To be released. Well, it didn't bite me. To be released to the wild. Can't. And then I took it back out and put it in the bush where...
for the cat to go and get it again.
Where the mum and the rest of the family were, because the cat had brought the mum in before as well. And it didn't kill it. So
oh,
I put it back
my
outside.
God, no. No.
Yeah.
I'd be no good and I'm a celebrity because I'm terrified of most animals. And it's weird. I'm terrified of a mouse, right, that's that small, but I'm not scared of horses.
I'm not keen on snakes.
Oh, no. Love a pointless animal.
Snakes or spiders are my thing that I absolutely hate. So I'd be a bit shit on I'm a celebrity, but I feel like I could eat stuff.
Yeah, possibly. I couldn't do heights. I'm petrified of heights.
You know what I think we should do, though?
No, we're not. We're not doing anything to overcome my fear, Annie, because I will literally have wee coming down my legs if we do want to do heights.
No, not to make you overcome your fear, but because you are so scared of it, we could jump out of a plane for charity.
No. No, you couldn't pay me to jump out the plate. I couldn't. Honestly, I couldn't.
Could you not?
I'd die of sheer panic and I'd wee myself. I think I'd even shit myself. Honestly, I'm so bad with heights. I even remember as a kid going to a water park, I got halfway up the stairs to go down the slide and my dad had to come and get me because I had a panic attack on the step and I couldn't go any further. And I'm in a ball on step like this, literally traumatised.
As a kid.
Oh,
God.
I'm that scared of heights. I can't go upstairs that have got gaps in if I can see through the gaps. I avoid escalators. Like, have you been on the escalators in John Lewis? They're so high.
Yeah,
I started going up
in Leeds
because I feel bad getting a lift if I don't have a pram or without a disability. Because before, when I've had the pram and you're queuing for lifts and there's people getting in that lift that don't need the lift.
Yeah,
I always think assholes get up escalators. I can't. I'm that person that has to use a lift. I've tried it the other week in John Lewis. Or I'll cling on to edge right at a thing like this and kids are carrying on and I'm like, and I'm like closing my eyes, going up thinking, don't look down. And I was sweating. I'm really bad. So bad with heights. Anyway, I've diverted. My last one is I had an unstoppable meltdown when they were out of all but non-applicator tampons.
Oh, yeah.
I can't use a tampon if it doesn't have an applicator.
Yeah.
Because you've got to, like...
It's hard, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I remember when I first...
It really was the straw that brought the camel's back.
Yeah. Because I remember when I first came on my period and then... You start wanting to use tampons.
Yeah.
You want to go swimming or you want to do something else.
Or you just don't want to feel like you're in a nappy.
You just look at it and think, like, the fuck, how is that going to...
Stop,
how
yeah.
Is, yeah. How is that going to...
How does it work?
Yeah. So the applicator is just very
It's less messy
it?
As well, like, cause obviously you're fire the applicator up and you have much, obviously wash hands, but you're clean.
Yeah.
Whereas if you've got to put one up that doesn't have an applicator, you've kind of got to put your fingers up yourself to get it up where it needs to be.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'd have a meltdown at that, to be fair.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
That's it for mine as well. So, I think I've done all mine. Oh, actually, we reached the podcast charts in Australia this week.
Yes, we did.
Australia and Papua New Guinea, which is just above Australia.
I used to live in Australia when I was a kid.
Did you?
Yeah. My dad's family's there. They're still there.
Well, I hope it's not your family listening to us. Can you imagine?
I don't speak to them anyway. If they're listening, we actually don't speak.
There's a few different countries that we've reached. I can't remember what they are now. There were a few new ones on, but Australia was like the main one. And I think we were number 34 in the Australia podcast charts. I thought that is so good for our category as well.
I actually used to live there for I think I went there before I was two. I was like a baby when we went, and we came back just before Ted were born, and my mum was pregnant with Ted. So I was like, I spent like up till being like a toddler in Australia.
Yeah.
Like, because mum and dad got loads of photos of me. My hair's like super white blonde from the sun.
I bet it was nice living out there.
Only remember bits of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, we came home because my mum was homesick. If my mum hadn't been homesick,
I'd never been here.
But I think that's why I always want to live abroad, because like I did 9 months in Marbella, and I do want to live abroad. I don't know where, I don't care where. I want to be in the sun.
I always say to Jay, I'd love to live somewhere, because the sun in general, you just feel better, don't you? Yeah. When you're on holiday, I feel in a better mood.
There's more opportunities for kids abroad, as in like there's less crime. Like, I know crime goes on everywhere, but I feel like they can just play out on beach. They're not hanging around on a street corner. Do you know what I mean? Like, I just feel like it's a lot better. And for them to learn a language, they're more likely going to learn it abroad.
Yeah, and if you do it from being kids as well, it just becomes like part of their everyday life, don't it, to learn a different language.
I'd probably go to like Spain. If I was to live abroad, it'd be Spain. I wouldn't want to be like so far from family. I feel like if you're a couple of hours away, it's easy and cheap for people to get flights to visit you and for you to come back.
Yeah, see, because we were looking at like Dubai or Middle East.
Mm.
And then you think, oh God, like my mum and dad want to come and visit.
Yeah, they can't just jump on a flight.
You can't just get on a next flight. Yeah. It's like a long haul flight.
Yes.
Like, I can't remember how much it is to Dubai, like 8 or 9 hours or something stupid. So... yeah, it's too far for people to come and visit. But then if I were going to live abroad and I were going to live that far away, I'd make the effort to come back like every month or something, you know, and come back and see everyone. I don't know how we've randomly divert onto these conversations. So how is the salon going?
Good. My dad has actually texted me rung me while I've been here saying, have you got the worktop yet? Nearly done, as in like as much as my dad can kind of do. And then it's ready for painting, wallpaper and floor. And then that's it. It's been so stressful in the sense of it's how long it's dragged out for, but it's because I've been getting my dad to do everything and he's been doing it while doing a full-time job. If I'd have just paid workmen, it'd have been done.
Yeah.
But it's too hard trying to find workmen, trust them, rely on them. They're a fortune.
And you can leave your dad there on his own as well. And it's like, you obviously know that your dad's not going to do anything wrong or not going to fuck up anything, where if it's other people, you'd have to be there to
This is why stuff's taken longer as well, because stuff was bodged from the previous people. So the workmen that they've got in, they won't have known them workmen have bodged stuff. They've obviously paid the workmen to do a job and they haven't done it. So that'd have been my problem. I could have got someone really good in, paid them a fortune, but they could have done a shit job. And then I'm going to have leaks. I'm going to have this. I'm going to have that. So,
yeah. Because they did have a leak, didn't they?
Yeah. That's one of the problems. They've got really bad plumbing.
I need to drive past again because I've not seen your signs up. You've sent me a photo of them, but I haven't actually seen the signs up properly yet.
Yeah, it's been stressful. I can't wait to get in.
It'll not be long
A couple of weeks now and we should be in, fingers crossed. I've not set a date of opening. I did say November, but I didn't say when in November.
That's probably good.
But
that
to be fair, I've been poorly and like stuff's gone on. So it's nice because I'm in a sense not feeling the pressure of I've told people it's going to open. I've booked people in. Like, I've kind of been very chilled about it.
Yeah. And with that as well, I've actually been... my hair is desperate for doing, and I'm like, no, just hold out
for the new shop
because I want to be Elle's first client. So I'm trying to hold out for the shop, but I'm like, right, it's getting to a point now where I really, really, really desperately need it doing. And then
I think yours always looks all right, even when it's due. Yours always looks fine.
Yeah, because you did my front bits, didn't you? So I've not had these other bits done, the back of it done for since probably I went to before I went on holiday to Greece, maybe like June.
God, yeah. I feel like you get away with it with your hair.
Whereas you just did them front bits for me before I went to Dubai and that were it. So I want to go back a bit more blonde though, I think. I keep saying, oh, I'd love to go like dark.
And then you're like, let's put some more foils in.
I've just seen how you had to get it from dark to light. And I'm like, I cannot do that. No, I cannot go through that. Definitely not. So I've been working away. I've been in London, I've been in Manchester, I've been absolutely everywhere with like normal work. But now the TikTok Black Friday's coming up. So
yeah, you're coming manic with that.
I am absolutely rammed on. I keep saying to you, I've just done 10 videos for TikTok today. I need to do a live stream. Like, it is absolutely killing me off, but hopefully it'll be worth it. And what did I get from TikTok Shop this week? So this morning, I had two Pretty Little Thing deliveries. They're from TikTok Shop. So I'm now working with Pretty Little Thing on there, which is really good. And have you heard of, is it called Kaia the Label? K-A-I-I-A.
I don't know.
They do like really nice tracksuits.
I'll have to have a look.
And they've sent me one of their tracksuits, and I can't wait to try it. It's a navy.
Oh, that'll be nice.
And I've got the tracksuits in the top and the bottoms, and then I've also ordered some like ribbed navy leggings from a different place. And I thought that'd be nice. So if I want to wear the hoodie and leggings, I can wear that, or wear the full tracksuit.
Yeah, mix and match.
And then this one that I've got on at the moment is from TikTok Shop. This is from M Lavish, and this is like a proper. I'm into my co-ords, aren't I?
Yeah, you are. See, I can't wear them because they're too short.
This one would definitely be too short on you because it's perfect length for me. This one is the one that I don't actually have to alter, and they do it in black and cream as well. So I'm thinking I could get another colour and then mix and match, and then I feel like it'd just be. I could do like the black bottoms with the taupe top or the other way around, and I get like more outfits out there.
And then tops would look nice with leggings as well.
Yeah, they're so comfy. So I'm starting to do my videos on this one as well. But yeah, co-ords and clothes. I've got absolutely shitloads from TikTok Shop. And I got a tan contour. So it's for your face. And you know, like if you want to contour your face with fake tan.
Yes.
It's like a little sponge on the end, and you do it round like that. That's and then good. Blend it.
You must look like hilarious when you're asleep because you have them
curly things,
curly heatless curl things in. Then you're gonna have a contour, so you're gonna have a tiger striped face.
Yeah, Jay will just be like,
what the fuck you doing now?
Yeah, I don't even think he notices most of the time, you know,
because
that thing in my hair, I've had it in now. I always put it in, so I feel like it's just a normal thing.
Men just don't. Well, mine doesn't. He's so chilled out. He won't notice. So.
No. And then I try and do my tan in the daytime because I don't like to get it on as white sheets. So I try, and if I'm doing that face thing, I've not tried it out yet, but I'll do a video on it and you can see what I look like when I go to bed.
I'm picturing like army, you know, when people put stripes on and pretend they're in army.
Yeah, I will. I'll look something like that, won't I? So yeah, we've got loads of stuff coming on TikTok that I'm going to start doing videos on, and that's my job for this afternoon, really. So yeah, I've got to get on with that.
Yeah.
Busy day ahead. That was the most annoying thing. The battery just went when we'd got 10 seconds left.
Literally, all we've got to say is, thanks for listening. Bye.
It's just our luck, that, isn't it? Yeah. So at least we know we need to keep them to an hour now. We've gone just over today.
We did say we were doing 45 minutes when we started.
We did. So thank you, everyone, for watching. Make sure you are downloading the episodes as well, because we've had our record number of downloads this week, haven't we?
Thanks to the trolls.
Yeah, from the trolling and from the TikTok. And we've done what we would... The downloads we would normally do in a month, we've done in less than a week.
Yeah, so good. Just in a few days.
So it's actually working. So keep trolling us. It's fine. We're getting paid. Thanks for watching, guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.